The year 1812 was a tragic one for the people of Maine. The country was at war with England, and the British had pretty well overrun the state. One of the little towns that had not been captured by the Redcoats was Calais, that lay across the border from St. Stephen, Canada. Ahab Watson, in charge of the city's defenses, sat on the gallery of his home and contemplated the plight of his people. He lifted his telescope and focused it upon the headquarters of his friend, Captain Pine of the Canadian militia. He saw a red-coated major of the British regulars dismount from his horse and enter the large frame house, and Ahab wondered what would transpire.
Captain Pine, the obvious vantage point from which to strike at the Americans is through Calais. You will entrench your men along the river and bombard the city.
But Major Barber, sir, we've always been friends of the people of Calais. We couldn't fire on them.
Captain, this is war, and the Americans are enemies. You have your orders, and I'll see that they're carried out.
Major Barber, I don't wish to disobey orders, but it's quite impossible for me to carry them out at present.
Why not?
The captain's face was shamefaced as he replied,
"We haven't any gunpowder."
The British officer stamped out of the room with a promise that gunpowder would be sent and a warning that it had better be used. Hardly had the major departed on the road to Quebec than Captain Pine hurried across the river to tell his friend the bad news. He joined Ahab upon the gallery.
Yes, Ahab. The major was in rather a dither. He says we're at war, so that makes you and me enemies. Too bad we have to settle our differences now with gunpowder instead of playing checkers.
Well, son, you just be careful with that gunpowder. Somebody's liable to get hurt.
In due time, a load of gunpowder arrived at St. Stephen. Day followed day, and the war surged back and forth across the country. Yet somehow the militiamen of St. Stephen never got around to cannonading the city of Calais. The war ended with no shots ever being exchanged across the St. Croix River. A short time after the war was over, Major Barber again paid a visit to Captain Pine.
Captain, the war is over now, but I'm forced to take you to task for disobeying my orders to fire upon Calais.
Captain Pine tried to explain.
We didn't mean to disobey orders, sir, but the Americans are our friend. By every time we had a fire, we had to borrow their equipment to fight it with.
The major was understanding. Then he thought of something else.
The gunpowder, Captain. Since you've not used it, I'll send a detail here to transport it to the fort at Quebec.
But it has been used, Major.
The captain's face turned as red as his tunic as he explained the mystery of the missing gunpowder. Captain Pine glanced out the window a moment before he continued.
In the middle of the war, the 4th of July came along, and the Americans in Calais wanted to celebrate their Independence Day. But they had no... Well, we gave them the gunpowder to make firecrackers.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen again to another tale of...
Strange Adventures!